Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm well. Looks like that we might be able to travel and not have to quarantine the old-fashioned way in a hotel for 3 days. How are you feeling about that? Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you ready to get out of here?
Yep. And I'm pretty conservative, you know. Yep. I'm ready.
Any fears?
Well, the Delta variant recently, they talked about, you know, the outbreak in the hospital with 10 people got it that have been double vaccinated. So I got to tell you personally what I'm interested in. I'm interested in not ending up in the ICU, right? So it's not whether I get COVID or don't get COVID.
Interesting. Okay.
It's about whether or not it becomes a serious case. And so I'm watching very closely to see how the data rolls out on people that are fully vaccinated, that get COVID. That will happen. It is happening now. What happens, right? And the science will tell me personally what that means. So I'm totally excited, dude. You're a little bit ahead of me. You're fully vaccinated now. I've got another week or so to go before my second vaccination is fully in effect. But I'm excited and ready to get back to normal things. But there will be some changes, I'll admit, right?
Yeah.
If you're flying on an airplane, I'm not going to object to having to wear a mask and doing those kinds of things. So there'll be some changes the way we operate.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be one of those guys that complains. How about you?
Would you be going into a large crowded area, or would you still be kind of, I'm thinking like you'd probably be a resort kind of guy, kind of being secluded from the big crowd, not in the middle of it, just because of what's going on. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, so that is fair to say today. But it might not be very long before I'm ready to do that, depending on what I see happen with the people that get it and how it turns out.
That's what I was going to say, too. For me, it's I'm ready to get on a plane and go because I need a break outside of this province and outside this country. I don't know why. I just love getting on a plane and going somewhere outside the country. So,
but that's part of your lifestyle, right? It's returning to what your lifestyle was.
I'm missing that part. So I want to do that. Unfortunately and fortunately, depending on how you look at it, a lot of my travel has been to places or to do things where there's larger crowds.
Right.
So I'm good with it, but like you, I want to see the more science behind it and more of the protocols. I think where people are trying to maximize the experience or create memories at this point in time, need to do a little bit more planning, having conversations about, okay, we want to have this type of experience, whatever that experience is. First, how do we do it safely? And what memories do we want to build from that? Like, what do we want to look back and say we've done the following? And I think it's more experiences that lead to memories.
Right.
So, you know, how do you do that and formulate it together, and what the formula is to put it all together, and then what's the cost?
Right.
Because you might have to pay a little bit more to get that experience you're looking for in order to also be safe.
Right.
Right. So,
To feel safe. This will be part of the experience that you're going to have, though, right? It's factoring that in, given however you feel, right? There's no right or wrong here. However you feel, now you have to build that achievable experience that you want to have, given whatever the parameters are, right? So, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm excited.
And it requires a little bit of planning, and that's what part of our show today is, first of all, planning as you age. There are different phases as you age, and most people think about the long-term care or home care problem that we're going to probably face in the future and how you're going to pay for all that. But there's a planning process you need to go through. We're going to chat about with an expert on how to plan for your health, for aging over the next 10, 20, 30 years. We're also going to talk about how do you plan in your portfolio for areas of opportunity. We're going to talk about one segment of the market, primarily emerging markets. Is that a place that it fits in a person's portfolio? What are the risks and what are the opportunities out there? So planning your portfolio, planning for your age, we're going to call it the planning day today for our show.
And the only thing I object to when we say the planning is sometimes people tune us out because they think it's onerous and all, you know, there's a lot
of work.
It is thoughtful, right? I think we need to maybe insert a different word there so it doesn't scare people away about being thoughtful and with some forethought, right?
Yeah.
There's some
insight. Let's change the word from planning to empowering.
Yeah, thank you. So that's better, right?
Yeah, we want to empower people to make the right decisions for them when it comes to their healthcare as they age. We want to empower people to seek opportunities in investments around the world.
Right.
And we're gonna bring that to the show today, too.
Perfect. Okay.
Empowerment it is.
It is. So let's talk about how empowered the markets were this particular week, because equity market, it was a fascinating week for me, Faisal, because we got that CPI data, the inflation data in the United States.
Yep.
And it was hotter than expected, inflation running higher than expected. And it was a very interesting trading day, but on balance, markets, equity markets decided to move higher. Bond markets decided to stay where they were. What does that tell us?
Now, you're the bond guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're my fixed income. I call you chicken because you're scared of volatility sometimes. What's the bond market telling us when it comes to inflation at mid or high single-digit numbers, especially in the U.S.? Why isn't the bond market reacting so much?
Because the bond market believes what the U.S. Fed is saying and believes that it is temporary. Believes these spikes are temporary. Now, there's a bunch of different reasons for it. If you looked at the most recent inflation report and you looked into it, you would have seen things like used cars and autos representing over a third of that.
Yeah.
Right? There's a temporary spike in that for a number of different reasons. We don't need to bore everybody, but that's not going to be persistent. And so there was some evidence in this report for sure that supported not just the Fed, the Bank of Canada this week that said the same thing.
Yeah.
The European Central Bank came out and said the same thing. So the stimulus is still in the system. We believe the temporary, the spike that we're seeing right now in inflation will be temporary and moderate over the coming months, okay? And that we are moving closer to that 2% mid-range that the central banks have been pushing for 10, 11 years now. So that's what the bond market is telling us. We did see a temporary move up when the data came up on the yields.
Yeah.
But it was, even the move that it had was quite subdued.
Yeah.
Right? It was reasonable. It wasn't a knee-jerk reaction. And so even if you get that, Faisal, from a bond market perspective, that's going to tell you guys on the equity side, things are okay.
Yeah.
And that's what the equity guys did.
I think what we're going to find over the next, call it 3 to 6 months, is what you feel is not what's being seen.
Right.
You will feel inflation. Prices will go up in certain areas. Limited supply. I call it shrinkflation.
Right.
The price is the same, but you get less in quantity or volume. So you're going to have that type of impact to you. Hit the grocery stores, you'll see it right now.
Yep.
Right? Hit the pump, it's higher than it was before. So you're going to see it, you're going to feel it, but you're not going to see it in the markets. You're not going to see it in the economy impacting at a high rate. And at some point, there might be a revision to the mean, or there might come back to the middle ground, or there might be a flip-flop. And that's why having a piece of your retirement portfolio with the mindset of inflation protection is important, because you don't know which way it's going to go, but you see it when it comes to your bills at home, but you won't see it in the market, and that might surprise it in either direction.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a calm right now. Now, is it calm before the storm? We'll have to wait and find out, right?
Yeah.
But markets are in a bit of a calm, and they're tight trading ranges. There's not a lot of volatility, okay? So we're going to see how long that persists, and then what is the data point that shakes us off that, okay? All right, having said that, let's talk about our upcoming seminar and webinar.
So taxes, inflation, running out of money, my health care, all these issues are coming in play for the future.
Yep.
How do you plan for yourself for this, and how do you bulletproof your retirement? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, June 15th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
As you get older, we all assume or expect that there's going to be some expenses attached to that. What are they? It's always been a mystery. We're going to break it down for you after the break. Join us. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.